Nothing shines like the edge of a sword. I lay aside the whetstone and oiled cloth, scrutinizing my work. The candlelight flickers along the honed blade, shattering into pinpoints where the edges sustained a small chip. This scar serves as proof that it has seen battle, though the sword's greatest triumphs have come through cleaving air, not flesh. I hold the blade closer to the flame, inspecting it. A sword can scowl in the right light, and that's why the weapon suits me. When I raise the sword and snarl, my words as cutting as the blade, men cower back as if the devil himself lurked behind me. Exactly the reaction I plan for. I set the sword down and push the candle away until the blade lies in shadow. Listening to the rhythm of the waves lapping against the hull, I lean back in my chair and evaluate how an improved ship could be as useful a tool for me as this sword. God knows I can never stop thinking of my reputation, and the threatening advance of a large, well-armed ship will strike fear into the hearts of the bravest men. When I find such a ship, it will be mine for the taking, my own glorious legacy.